News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Israel and Iran have traded attacks once again, with explosions heard in Tehran and over Tel Aviv. And meanwhile, Donald Trump has cut short his G7 visit, but claims it has nothing to do with a ceasefire. I'm joined now by Sean Bell, former fighter pilot, military analyst and co-host of the Red Matrix podcast. And Sean, we might just start with the breaking news in the last sort of half an hour or so, that Israel claims it has killed the new wartime chief of staff for Iran, Ali Shadmani.
Yes, good morning to you. I mean, we're going to hear this sort of news, I think, regularly. I mean, the Iranian leadership, particularly the military leadership, is like a hydra. As soon as you kill one, you know, they've got deputies. They're one of the biggest, you know, militaries in the region. They can call upon nearly a million men under arms, you know, a combined total of those serving and those in the reservists. So they'll have no problem keep putting new people in charge. I suspect if the campaign from Israel was about killing the military leadership, that will be never ending. I think the real news is that, you know, Israel and you described it, Israel and Iran trading blows. In fact, it's two different wars. What Iran's trying to do is a fight for survival at the moment. What Israel's doing is seems to be systematically breaking down Iran's air defenses and then going after this nuclear program. And as well as the defense industrial base that's producing the missiles. This is a systematic campaign being planned probably for many years and is being conducted with ruthless efficiency at the moment.
Mm. One of the things they're still looking at, they took out obviously a lot of nuclear sites or suspected nuclear sites in the first exchanges. But this other one that is quite heavily armed, that is deeply underground, they are looking for access now to B-2 aircraft from the US, which seems to be the thing that Donald Trump is also holding over Iran to try and get them to the table.
Yes, I mean, it's interesting because this goes to sort of specialist weapons. You know, when you want to do these underground facilities, you need specialist weapons, because normally, you know, I flew around with 1,000-pound bombs. They're just not big enough to get through the earth and the concrete. Now, the Israelis have got a 5,000-pound GBU bomb that is a penetrator, so it's slightly sleeker. It's got a different nose on it. It's got a delayed fuse, so it only goes off when it's deeper underground. But that still is not enough to get through. Now, you can keep plugging away at the same hole, getting deeper and deeper and deeper. That is a way of doing it. But the Americans have a 30,000-pound bomb called the MOP. I think it's a massive ordnance penetrator. But that can only be delivered. I mean, it's a massive, it's the weight of an aircraft, can only be delivered from a B-2 Spirit bomber. And that's why they're trying to get this, the Americans involved, because you almost certainly would only need one or two of those to cause absolute devastation in those sites.
And what's your assessment of where the Americans are? Because we've seen Trump obviously leave the G7. He's denied that it was anything to do with a ceasefire, but at the same time has told people in Tehran to evacuate. And we've seen huge queues of them on the motorway in different images online. Like, where do you think his thinking is at, as much as we can assess it?
Well, the difficulty is there's going to be a public sort of persona that's happening here, because America would want to distance itself from directly helping Israel here for fear of putting American interests at risk. If you've seen any maps of the region, there are American bases all over the region, all within missile range of Iran, and therefore, at least presentationally, America want to keep a distance from that. The harsh reality is, though, that America is the strategic guarantor for Israeli security. And therefore, and also, if Iran was to strike any of the American bases, they would wreak havoc. At the moment, Israel has very, very successfully managed to roll back air defenses, and Israeli fighter jets are flying with impunity over most of Iran and over Tehran, the capital. Just imagine if that was the case with Russian fighters flying over your capital or over your countryside. I mean, it would be absolutely scary. The last thing they want is to have American fighter bombers in there as well, with all of the massive firepower that's available. You're going to get a lot of rhetoric, I think, from Iran, but I'd be very surprised if they want to drag America into it.
Do you think they will be seriously considering peace talks or coming towards peace talks?
The short answer is no. I mean, bluntly, it's completely against the DNA, isn't it, of any of the Iranians to want to talk about this stuff. I think they'll be continuing to fire missiles towards Israel just to demonstrate that it's not over and out. I think one of the things that might change the appetite of Israel is that Netanyahu keeps talking about regime change. I think there's most of the countries in the Middle East will be relatively comfortable with seeing the black sheep of the family, Iran, lose its nuclear capability because it's very unsettling. I think they'd be very unhappy if regime change was the objective, because none of the Arab countries, including Saudi Arabia, UAE, want to see another Arab Spring. And if that was the objective, then I think you'd see a lot more resistance from the Arab world, which would put pressure on America. So I think it depends how far Prime Minister Netanyahu seeks to go. Whilst he's knocking out the nuclear facilities, then that will be get widespread approval. As soon as he tries to step further, I think that's where the plug will be pulled.
Perhaps an impossible question to put to you. I mean, how do you see this playing out the other days? There's so many variables going on and so many players at the moment. It's hard to know how it's going to unfold.
It is, but I think at the moment, you know, I have to say it's a little bit like, you remember Hezbollah and those walkie-talkies. That was a plan that was in place for many years. And again, this plan that Israel is now conducting, this wasn't designed on a Wednesday afternoon. This was years in the making, has literally rolled back the air defences and the military, exposed the military frailties of Iran. I think this is probably going to be not months, probably weeks, until Israel finally achieves its objective of setting back Iran's nuclear proposals for some decades rather than years. Let's face it, Netanyahu's got once-in-a-lifetime opportunity now to set Iran back. He's not going to stop until he's done that.
Sean Bell, former fighter pilot, military analyst and co-host of the Red Matrix podcast. Thanks for joining us on News Talk Breakfast. Some fascinating insights into what's going on in the Middle East there.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.